for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
And Petrocelli will concede some ground, and that will just about do us. The premiership defence of the Eagles, in terms of action, starts nicely with a 34-point win. And for the Cats, well, they come over here and get a bit of a blowout, running the legs, and we'll head back to Geelong to prepare for Essendon next week. And then, of course, it's Collingwood in round one. The Eagles by 34 points, 15-9, 99 to 8-17, 65. The goal kickers, 5 for Jack Darling for the Eagles, 3 for Oscar Allen, who looks to be a real talent, and 2 for Liam Ryan. Singles for Dom Sheed, Nathan Vardy, Jack Petrocelli, Jared Cameron and Willie Rioli. While for the Cats, Brandon Parfitt, outstanding this afternoon. 3 goals for him, and then it was all singles. The skipper, Joel Selwood, who took an early mark this afternoon. Brian Myers, Patrick Dangerfield, Zach Guthrie, and that was it. Actually, there might have been one more. Who did I miss, Benny? I missed one more goal.
Zach Guthrie. Selwood, Myers, Dangerfield kick one.
Yep.
Now you got them all thinking.
I got them all.
You didn't miss a beat.
I was all over it. Fantastic. Great stuff. So the Cats, the only issue, or a couple of just minor issues. Harry Taylor did cop a head knock in the first quarter and didn't play after quarter time. Tom Hawkins was named in this squad but isn't here in Perth, so I don't know whether there's anything more to that other than maybe the Cats were just happy to bring 25 across, but you'd wonder why they would name him if they weren't going to play him and not come across with 26, but that is the Cats' prerogative on how many they want to take into a JLT series clash. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. We're happy to take your calls, 52232955. Give us your thoughts on that performance from the Cats. But we're going to take a break, come back, hopefully go down into the Geelong rooms and speak with one of the vanquished Cats about the performance and about pre-season so far as well. It was the Eagles getting it done by 34 points in this JLT Community Series clash at Leaderville Oval on Lip Read K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked into the home of footy, K-Rock Football. Back in minutes. K-Rock 955. Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast.
Casey in Geelong West, what's your phobia?
I'm scared of sneezing. My heart rate spikes, I get shaky, I feel like I'm going to cry. If I have any other bodily fluids, like you could wee on my leg probably, I wouldn't be scared. But if you sneeze on me and I'm going to have a heart attack.
Okay, you've thought about that?
I'm going to hold you to that, Casey.
Well, no, don't hold it to it. We don't need to test it.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Sarah Marie. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au.
AMX Motorcycle Accessory Superstores have opened a huge new store at Hoppers Crossing, and we're celebrating with a massive party this Saturday. Get in for 8 hours of crazy deals and discounts across the store. Dunlop MX tyres only $50. Fox Instinct boots down from $5.99 to $2.99. Plus the chance to win a CRF50 or PW50 in store on the day. Over 800 square metres of the best brands in motorcycling gear and accessories at everyday low prices. Saturday, March 2nd, only 309 Old Geelong Road, Hoppers Crossing. Just look for the big red store.
Get serious about construction with Goddings, your Kubota excavator specialists. High performance, durability and reliability make Kubota market leaders in construction equipment. From 1 to 8 ton, 0 and conventional models, Goddings stock the full Kubota excavator range. Goddings also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders and all required attachments. Complete after-sales service, on-site backup you can rely on. Goddings, your Kubota excavator specialists. Goddings.com.au. Quality you can rely on.
48 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 48 equal monthly payments until February 2023 at Harvey Norman. Furniture, bedding and flooring, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only. 48 months interest-free available now. In store and online. No deposit, no interest with 48 equal monthly payments until February 2023 at Harvey Norman. Go! Princes Highway, Cario and Warren Ponds.
Let life revolve around you with the new Axis neighbourhood at Warralilly. Set in a prime location, take full advantage of shops, cafes, schools and more on your doorstep. A superb four-bedroom Metricon townhome could be yours from $414,000 for eligible first home buyers. Experience a new way to live. Axis at Warralilly. Due to high demand, stage 2 will be released soon. Register your interest now. Call Metricon on 1-800-776-773 or visit warralilly.com.au. Are you?
Male, 42, good sense of humour and own teeth, seeks fiery but cheesy temptress for saucy nights in and send. Now we wait.
Spice up your lunch life with 19 fresh new ingredients at Subway, including malted rye bread, smashed falafel, habanero hot sauce, natural cheddar and blue cheese dressing. It's easy to fall in love with lunch again.
That was fast, eh?
Subway, that's my kind of fresh. At participating restaurants.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free. This is K-Rock Football.
Pit Corner, thanks to City Jar. City deserves a lot. Oh, we've had a lot of fun in Perth here this afternoon. This is a very, very confined room and very, very warm in here. And I think we're just about done. Disappointing for the for the Cats. Oh, dear. 34 points in the margin. 15-9-99. Geelong 8-17-65. I don't get paid enough to work with Ben Castagnoli. But
you want me to do some stats, King?
Would you like to do that, Ben?
I will. We had...
thanks to...
In the end, the West Coast only had five more inside 50s, 53 to 48, but they controlled the ball 47% time in possession. Geelong only 37%. They had 434 disposals to 378 for the Cats. They also controlled the marks 122 to 91. Tackle count, they won that 59 to 47. Inside 50s, I mentioned that 53 to 48. So the only stat that Geelong won was the clearances. It was 36 to 30. But I can tell you the all-important centre clearances, well, they were 12-11 in favour of the West Coast Eagles. So Cats struggled on the stat sheet. Individually for Geelong, Dangerfield 29, Duncan 29, Constable thought he was good. His hands are great. 26 possessions. He had four tackles and three inside 50s. Tommy Stewart pretty good off halfback with 23. Cam Guthrie, 23 possessions. His highlight was his third quarter. He really came alight in the third quarter, 23. Parford, probably the Cats' best, 21 possessions and three goals. Jordan Clark, real positive for the Cats. He had 21 possessions on debut, showed some attacking flair, but also showed the capacity to be able to defend. So a really bright start in his career for Jordan Clark. You'd expect him to be right in the mix for round one against Collingwood on Friday night in about 3 weeks' time. Dalhouse got into the game in the second half of 19. Myers, I thought, was pretty good with 18 possessions. He bobbed up, found a bit of the ball, good for his confidence. Joel Selwood, he didn't play, was taken off, I think, just before three-quarter time. He was good in the third term. He had 15 possessions. Atkins led the Cats' tackles with seven, also had 14 possessions. A couple of players who just sort of other interesting ones. Gary Rowan got a bit of it in the last quarter. Wasn't the greatest debut. He certainly didn't star. He ended up with just six effective disposals. Reece Stanley probably struggled. Was outmarked a couple of times by Shannon Hearn. Jack Henry was okay with eight touches. Radigalia still finding his feet after that injury. He only had two effective disposals. And Darcy Fort struggled in the ruck, but it was a good experience for him. Harry Taylor was injured. Perhaps just copped the knock to the head early in the game and was not risked. You'd have to assume it was just precautionary with Harry Taylor. So he left the field late in the first term, did not return. The Cats named Tom Hawkins. He did not play, so the Cats played with 25 players. West Coast Sheed had 39 possessions. Gaff, 27. Hearn, 24. He was fantastic, Hearn. Probably best of field. Hutchings, 24. Marston, 24. Yo, 23. They shared it around. Shepherd had 21. Darling kicked five goals. Oscar Allen, the youngster, kicked three goals. Liam Ryan kicked two goals. So they had those boys kicked 10 goals between them, spearheaded by Jack Darling, the number 27, who roosted home five big sausage rolls in the 34-point victory.
Time to head down into the Geelong rooms, where I think we're lucky enough to be joined by a man who impressed us very much as he returned to Perth after being drafted back in November. Jordan Clark, good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Jordan, Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Lee Brown up in the K-Rock box here at Leaderville Oval. Thanks for joining us. Firstly, congratulations on being drafted to the Cats and well done on your performance tonight. How'd you find adjusting to the tempo that AFL football is going to hold?
Yeah, thanks, boys. I appreciate that. It was certainly enjoyable. I was nervous to start, but just a little hit out with North last week probably helped me settle in a little bit easier this week, so... don't get me wrong, it's a big step up, but it was definitely enjoyable.
you obviously showed no fear out there. One mark in particular where I think you climbed over your West Coast Eagles opponent down at the left-hand end of the ground as we look at it from the commentary box. What was the message from Chris Scott and the coaching staff going in for you today?
Scotty's just put a big emphasis on taking the game on from my end. Just get the ball back yourself, mate, and just run pretty much. So nothing over the top, but also got to stick to the game plan as well. Can't just go and play my own game as well. So just taking the little message and put it in between doing the right thing as well.
Jordan, how many made the journey up from Albany today?
Zero. We don't live in Albany anymore, so my family's in Perth. So most of my family made it from around the traps.
How many would you reckon you would have had here?
15, 20, and then close family, friends. All up, probably a crew of about 30.
So do you get to stay over for a little bit after tonight's game, or you're back, or what's the plan for you?
Yeah, I'll stay for an extra night just to see all the mates and family and spend some time with them and then head over, because now we're at the point where I don't know when I'll be back in WA for a while, so just get an extra night.
It's obviously you play with a real attacking flair and a natural instinct for footy. Is it difficult to sort of mesh that with what's required at AFL level in terms of the structure and what's required in your balance of your game? Have you found that a difficult point to adjust to?
Probably the most difficult thing I found to adjust to is just being the young one coming in. You got to sort of learn your place, and the quicker you can find the feet, the easier it gets for you. So I guess you just got to play to your strength, show everyone what you got, and once they know what you've got, it makes it a bit easier for you. So it's difficult at the start, but once you find your feet, it's not too bad amongst the structures of the club and the AFL footy. So
we're speaking with Catch Youngster Jordan Clark. He's Lee Brown on K-Rock Football.
Jordan, well done on your game tonight. Who's been the player since you've been over from the West? Who's been the player that's taken you under the wing, the one that you've been learning from or really drawing that information from?
Probably no surprises here, but it's Tom Stewart. So he's taken a close watch on me and taken me under his wing. And Blitzarves have helped me a lot. Pretty much the whole back line, but solely probably Stewart. They just helped me an awful lot. And I'm appreciative of it.
And moving away from home, obviously a big move, but also you're going to another big country town in Geelong. How's it been? Are you living with a family? Are you living with some of the players? Can you give some of our Geelong listeners just an insight of what the move's been like?
Yeah, so I'm living with a host family and they're absolutely wonderful. I couldn't have asked anything better. Pretty well-known family around the club now, and I couldn't ask for anything better. They're superb. They're amazing.
Jordan, what's taken you most about Geelong Footy Club and how you fit it in? What do they do well that's made you feel so comfortable?
Probably the first day I walked in, just the older boys, instantly with mates. It's not like you walk in and you don't talk for 3 weeks because you don't know anyone. You walk in and everyone wants to talk to you, everyone wants to make a friendship with you. So, it's bloody unreal walking into a club like this.
And round one, is that now something that you hope will happen and you're running out against Collingwood this time in 3 weeks?
You always hope for it to happen, but I mean, if it doesn't, I'll just go back and keep working on my craft and see where it takes me. I mean, as long as I'm doing the best I can, and what's best for the team is also pretty important as well. So we'll see what happens. It's out of my hands that I get picked or not. All I can do is play good footy. So
do you take confidence out of a performance like tonight though?
You take confidence for sure, but also take a lot of things to work on. Obviously, need to tune up my kicking a little bit from how I went tonight, but I think it was just a good first fit out for me, and plenty of learnings came out of it, probably more learning than positive, so that's how I that's what I took away from it, to be honest.
Yep. You weren't the first cat to pull on the hoops in public for the first time in terms of AFL standard match. It was Darcy Fort and Tommy Atkins, and obviously then Luke Dalhouse and Gary Rowan as recruits. Were you sport around them a little bit and got an idea of how they were feeling heading into today?
I was around them a little bit. Obviously, Gaz and Lukey have had the experience of playing AFL games before, played in grand finals both of them. So they probably were a bit better off than definitely me, myself, and I think 40 is a bit nervous, but they're both cool heads. I mean, mature age boys, know what they're doing, and they both played exceptionally well today, I believe.
Well, Jordan, we really appreciate your time. Fantastic to see you in the hoops. I reckon the Cats have got an absolute bargain at pick 15. You've fitted in hand in glove into that defence, and looking forward to seeing you against the Bombers on Thursday night, and then fingers crossed come March 22 you'll be at the MCG to take on the Magpies. Thanks for joining us for the first time on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, boys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jordan Clark joining us down from the Geelong Rooms, where...
Well-spoken young man.
Absolutely is. Well, those numbers again, please.
He had 21 possessions, Jordan Clark. He had four inside 50s despite playing off halfback, took five marks, three clearances, and did some really good things. He mentioned there his kicking. It was obviously blustery conditions tonight, which didn't help, but that was the one area I think there was some concern from recruiters about his kicking, and that's probably why he did slip. Every other attribute of his game is certainly top 10. His kicking probably wasn't top 10, and he just admitted there that it's something he needs to work on. But geez, the way he attacks the ball, I just like the way he could actually defend as well. It's one thing to be able to attack, but there was a couple of times he was asked to defend, and he did that really, really well. So he's obviously got bow strings to his bow, and no doubt he's kicking as he gets feels more comfortable with the speed of the game. His kicking will hopefully improve. Not that he did a couple of lace out passes were superb, but obviously just that consistency of kicking and being a reliable kick is something you're going to need to play off halfback.
Yeah, the really good players coming out of the junior system that step straight in can defend and attack. They've got a good balance, and he certainly has got that. You don't want to take away that take on the game, the speed, the enthusiasm to break the lines, which was really good tonight. He's attacking the air, whether to mark the ball or to spoil. He had a really good balance there, and yeah, he does need to work on his kicking, but we saw that lace-out pass, I think it was to Radigalia in the third quarter, where from the middle of the ground, he just laced him out perfectly. So he certainly got the ability to do it, and now it's about that consistency, particularly at the quicker speed and the higher level.
Fifth quarter, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, and thanks to the team at Petters as well, who are back on board in 2019. They'll be our Boundary Rider supporter throughout this year. Of course, 77 games we'll be bringing you throughout season 2019. We went to KFC Twitter and asked the Twitter sphere what you thought of tonight's contest. Thanks to KFC, Carla Hunt, nothing has changed. Pig, overreactions in 3, 2, 1. Lindsay, Clark and Atkins look good. Good to see some young guys through the midfield. A lot to work on, though, but not the worst performance for the first hit out of the season. McHowley, enjoy Atkins' work, prepared to fight, and has a bit of mongrel in him. Clark looks great. Clark, Rob Westwick, Clark and Chook looked great. Don't think the 666 suits the Cats' style, but it's early days. Ross Mueller, West Coast of Premiers for a reason. Young Cats showed plenty of class and speed today. Lid on, but serious positives. Jenny B, early days, okay, but okay. Clark and Atkins, great. Lindy Lou, 14, didn't see anything that was great, good, exciting. None of them played as a team. They seem to know nothing. Will we get better? Giovanni Torre, 8 goals, 17. Chris Scott clearly needs to delist, trade away more proven goal kickers. You might be talking about your mate.
Could be.
We just had him settled down, didn't we, Kingy? there were some signs there, Kingy, and you know, it's not all doom and gloom. It's a first JLT game. Some youngsters got some different experiences. We saw them go through the middle of the ground. At times, the forward line was quite young. We spoke to Jordan Clark, his ability down in the back line. Henry down there again, more experience. So, you know, the ability for those guys to spend more time together out on a footy field, playing at the highest level, that'll be very, very handy as they go into the season.
Yeah, Geordie Cook, same rubbish forward entries. So keep them coming at K-Rock Football, the KFC Twitter. Harry Taylor, seen walking around down in the rooms. Joel Selwood was given an early mark tonight. He only played up until partway through the third quarter. And we understand that Tom Hawkins is ill, and that is why he didn't make the trip across from Geelong. So the Cats deciding just to go with the...
It's an unusual decision, isn't it? Who would have thought that they'd just expose, be it an experienced player or a younger player, to the AFL environment, and by just leaving one out? I mean, it makes no difference to the result, but you just would have thought you got an opportunity there to play another player. Why you wouldn't take it seems like a strange sort of move, unless it was very late that Tom got ill and then they'd played all the players and the VFL had a practice match.
They played intra-club.
Maybe they didn't have a player to come across. I don't know, but it just seems odd that you wouldn't actually use your full complement.
Might have been a late call, just a very late call.
Yeah, it could have been too.
Daz Broncos, meh, it was okay, but don't mention Menzel. Clark and Myers to watch for sure. Stanley needs more effort. Go Cats. So KFC Twitter at KROC Football. We will talk to you throughout the year via the KFC Twitter. Happy to have your involvement on KROC Football. Ben, we have a couple more commitments in this fifth quarter to meet for City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes before we get out of here. Just tick past 7 o'clock here in Perth and 10 o'clock on the eastern seaboard, or Sydney and Melbourne at least, Victoria, New South Wales and Tassie.
Yeah, we've got our highlights, Kingy. We might start back at HQ, Briser, with our mark of the day. And it was taken by young Oscar Allen, who had something of a day out. He kicked 3 goals as a foil alongside Jack Darling. In the first quarter, he dragged down the KROC mark of the day.
Forward 50, looking at it from... Oh, Allen! Oscar Allen! With the handle and hanger, climbed high. Takes a nice mark.
He did, and I think he, from memory, went back and may have slotted that goal. So, good stuff from Oscar Allen. And in the third term... Our goal of the day went to young Quentin Narkle, who was in and out of the game, did some good things and went missing in times, but in the third quarter he snaffled the KROC goal of the day.
Out of traffic somehow, Quentin Narkle with the goal of the afternoon. Somehow the ball spilled into his hands and it was one touch, throw it on the boot, over the left shoulder.
Wasn't much reaction from the parochial home crowd.
Got to love it when you get crickets when you kick a goal as the away team.
But it was a nice goal, and he found a little bit of the ball. So just repeating too that the Cats lost Harry Taylor early in the game. We believe just precautionary. He copped a knock to the head in a marking contest and took a little time to get to his feet, and he was not risked. Lockie Henderson came on and replaced him. I think Lockie Henderson was only planned to play the second half. He ended up playing 3 quarters. So hopefully Harry Taylor is okay. And Tom Hawkins did not make the journey across. So Cats just played the 25 opposed to the West Coast 26.
7 games left in the JLT Community Series week 1. Tomorrow, North Melbourne and St Kilda at Avalon Airport Oval at Werribee, which is fantastic. Wonderful new facility at Werribee being used both for an AFLW and a JLT Series game this weekend. Adelaide and Port Adelaide will meet at Port Pirie. The Giants and the Swans at Blacktown, that's tomorrow. Sunday, Brisbane and Hawthorn up at Moreton Bay Central Sports Complex. Richmond and Melbourne at Deakin Reserve in Shepparton. And the Gold Coast Suns and Western Bulldogs at Great Barrier Reef Arena in Mackay on Sunday in the final game of the week 1 of the JLT Community Series. Fremantle and Collingwood at Joondalup at HBF Arena. It's a public holiday here on Monday in WA. Geelong AFLW girls, they play Brisbane in a top 2 clash against the Brisbane Lions at Moreton Bay tomorrow afternoon. So good luck to Paul Hood and his girls. A win there would almost lock away a top 2 finish and a finals berth in their first season in the AFLW competition. But that is us done and dusted for week 1 of the JLT Community Series. We'll be back 6 o'clock Thursday night, Benny, for Geelong and Essendon. You and I calling all the action. Sean Higgins to join us in commentary on Thursday night. Looking forward to that. And we look forward to being back at the home of the Cats as they prepare for season 2019. Been a lot of fun here at Leaderville Oval. A great little setup. Bit of a throwback, but enjoyable nonetheless. Time for us to get out of here. So thanks to Briser back at KROC HQ. He's back for another year. Davey Collins pressing the buttons. He finds a way in any way, shape or form to get us to air. 28th season.
Well done, Dave.
He was nervous 20 minutes out, though.
There was a couple of slight issues, but
not my end.
He got it resolved here at, well, it wasn't at Leaderville Oval, it was back at KROC HQ, but all things resolved. Well done, Davey. Look forward to working with you throughout the year. Lee Brown, when will we see you? Round 1?
I think so, yeah. I'll have to check the diary, but I'm pretty sure round 1 on the Friday night.
Fantastic to have you back on the KROC team, and looking forward to following your progress with the Vic Country Boys as well.
Thanks, Kingy.
In 2019, obviously some changes. For those who didn't catch up with the news, the old TAC Cup, now known as the NAB League, as the NAB continue their sponsorship of the Pathways programs, and looking forward to seeing how the Geelong Falcons perform. Geelong Falcons girls start their premiership defence on Sunday too against the Sandringham Dragons at Frankston. Good luck to Jason Armistead and his girls. Benny, you're a pain in the backside, but we love working with you. Look forward
well done, Kingy. Well done, boys. Great stuff.
But the Eagles were the team that got it done. They won by 34 points here at Leaderville Oval to open the JLT Community Series for the Cats. And you heard it all on
K-Rock Footy.
That we have been given as Ryan read the breeze beautifully. That's a wonderful finish. That's a goal of the day contender from that right forward pocket working into the breeze. He was able to bring it right to left beautifully. Forward 50. Looking at it from... Oh, Allen! Oscar Allen! With the handle and hanger, climbed high. Takes a nice mark.
Scoops it up. Goes long, top of the square. Numbers there. Darling! One by two bites takes the mark. Hamlin hanger, contender from Jack Darling. Round the corner. And good mark by Myers. Opposed to Hearn, who... You would back Hearn in that situation, one-on-one, but back into the breeze. The ball just landed a little short. Top of the square. Clark! Oh, good mark by Clark. Cat fans will be aroused at home. They'll be off the couch with that effort. Off five steps, he comes in. He's hit it pretty well. In fact, he's hit it very well. It was a good old dead-eye dink for a sausage roll. And on the stroke of half-time, the youngster Oscar Allen kicks his first goal. In fact, it's going to be a free kick. Collegeasney took the mark, but it's going to be a free kick to Nathan Vardy, and Harry Taylor has not moved.
Yeah, he's taking his time to get up.
Now he's slowly getting to his feet.
Out of traffic somehow, Quint Narkle with the goal of the afternoon. Somehow the ball spilled into his hands and it was one touch. Throw it on the boot over the left shoulder.
Dinking ball over the top. He wants Oscar Allen to run onto it. He does, picks it up, top of the square and kicks the goal.
Play on advantage is going to be paid. It is. Well, Parfitt has got plenty of time to size up the situation and bring the margin back to 1 point for the Cats. He's kicked three now, Brandon Parfitt. He's having a good afternoon here at Leaderville Oval. Sheed, quick snap out of the pack. Nobody on the goal line. And through it goes. And the margin is 11 to the good of the Eagles.
And he kicked it to Darling. He'll kick a goal from 10 metres out. And he does. And just like that, the margin is 17 points. High floating ball and land 20 out. Oscar Allen, he couldn't mark, but he finds it on the ground, turns around and snaps the goal. He's got three, the kid.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.